I was on my way to Olympic trials. The great Edwin Moses told me, you're on the same trajectory path as me. And I just knew I was going to make that team. And then I misstepped a hurdle. I hyperextended my left leg, caused a disruption to the popliteal artery. And 7 days later, I went from world-class athlete to amputee.
Do you recall making that decision, having your leg amputated?
The reason I made the decision was because the pain was so great. I said, I can live without the leg if I just get rid of this pain. When you wheeled me out to the playground, I just started crying uncontrollably. Mm-hmm. How was I going to be accepted now? Mm. And you threw your arms around me and said, we're going to get through this together. I was swimming for physical therapy. And that's when they told me about the Paralympic Games. Mm. And I knew I was never going to make a Paralympic team. Swimming, who does that? But I started using all the tools and visualization techniques from running track. And the coach said, we picked you up for the relay team. You mean I made the Paralympics
team? I remember driving to Atlanta to watch you swim. Mm-hmm. And I was pregnant with Ashley.
You were pregnant with Ashley, you sure were.
I think it was like 6-7 hours. People couldn't believe that I took that drive being pregnant. I said, well, we have to support one another. That's the way we grew up. And after you finish swimming, I remember you standing at the edge of the pool, looking at this screen, watching people run. Mm. We walked out and the track and field is going on. And this look that you had on your face, like, I want to run.
And you're right. Yes. I was already winning medals. Mm-hmm. In my mind, I said, I know I can do this. I went down to Springfield High School, where I lived in Virginia at the time, took my first jump and it was less than 2 meters. And I jumped 8 meters in college and I about cried. I got a long way to go. But I knew I was going to be on somebody's medal stand. Yeah. 4 years later, having to learn how to run again, jump again, mm-hmm. and then win silver at Sydney. Was just absolutely incredible.
I remember leaping out of my seat, screaming, and tears rolling down my face. Mm. And your mom was sitting there. It was on her birthday.
Yeah,
it was like a burden of relief off of her mm. that my son has accomplished this.
Wow. I can't think of a better life partner to be with. Mm. I mean, we still together.